This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show as we continue with 60 more minutes of fun game shenanigans and all that other stuff that comes with a holiday Monday where we're working. You're not. Therefore, we can run the gamut if we'd like. But we've got a lot of stuff that we've already covered, a ton of sports stuff in general, but also some other things. And one of the things that crossed my computer screen that I thought was worth mentioning, since we covered this topic somewhat at length the other day. But Houstonians are a very loyal bunch. And they also, as you have witnessed throughout this bad storm and the aftermath, believe in coming together for the good of the people, for the good of the city, for doing the right thing. Now it's starting to look like if you don't, there might be some ways to calculate how that kind of payback comes too, if you know what I'm saying. And if you don't, let me elaborate for you. Joel Osteen and Lakewood Church had services this weekend. We all know that there's a bit of controversy about, did he open his doors? Sean Salisbury has the video where the doors were actually locked. And then after getting a lot of heat on social media, he opened his doors, said that there were several different, shall I say, excuses given, reasons why he didn't open the doors immediately.
Yeah.
Some of those have been squelched. Some of those still remain out there. But let's just say it hasn't been the most glorious of weekends for the Lakewood Church, right? So on most Sundays, the non-denominational megachurch draws some 16,000 worshipers to the former home of the Houston Rockets that we used to know as Compaq Center. This weekend, that was not the case. According to Channel 13, the stats for the weekend for Lakewood were looking like between 1,000 and 1,200 parishioners. Okay? So, Associate Pastor John Gray explained on Facebook and Instagram that flooded highways made the church inaccessible. Then had to take that down as several people posted video that showed all the main thoroughfares and side thoroughfares into the former Compaq Center as wide open. And I guess when you say that a band plays to the level of their crowd and the attendance that they get, since there were only 1,000 to 1,200 worshipers, the normal 20 to 30 minute sermon delivered by Osteen, 6 minutes.
Yeesh.
6 minutes.
Dougie Fresh, you're on.
Yeah, 6 minutes. 6 minutes, Dougie. And he started by saying, I know y'all love me. You need to get on social media, as if to say, go defend me.
Yeah, that's the thing that gets me, is he's like, if you're on social media, go defend me. Dude, like, go, don't have them doing your dirty work.
Mm-mm.
Go defend yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I mean, and you're looking at all this stuff that's being put out there in the Chronicle. The final conflicting blow landed Wednesday when Osteen appeared on the Today Show and said, we were just being precautious about not opening his doors. The main thing is, in the city, the city didn't ask us to become a shelter then. There's a lot of conflicting reports on that as it sits. But then, because of the fact that they said they experienced flooding and then there were pictures that shown they really didn't get that, hardly any water at all, then there was this whole deal about why the numbers are down, and they didn't really come up to truth on that as people squelched that. As I said, our own Sean Salisbury posted video of the doors being locked and shut down as the storm continued to progress during the start of the weekend last weekend. But this is not a good look for Lakewood Church.
No, and then I'm seeing where I saw a couple of articles on a site called Nova Magazine, which I don't know how accurate or relevant this is, but I saw a couple of different people post about it. And apparently at one point he started asking for donations for his church.
Raheel tweeted that guys that actually had people that were at the service said, for a flood victim's service, they passed the plate.
Yeah. So let me just read a couple things here. In a video from a Saturday service at Lakewood, his sister Lisa Osteen Combs asked for Hurricane Harvey survivors to stand up so that people could touch and lay hands on them. Before she does that, though, she sends the ushers into the auditorium to start passing around collections plates. As they do, she throws out false words of comfort and carefully avoids her telling the people how the church would help them. All these people who stood tonight, they have needs and financial needs. And, you know, I just feel like we should pray for them, that God is going to bless them with unprecedented favor in the next coming days, in the next coming weeks, in the next coming months, because you know they have a lot of calls to make. They have a lot of work to get done, and their lives were so interrupted. How about not raising the plate with victims in the crowd?
Yeah.
Because how would you, I mean, it's always a guilt thing for me when I'm at church and that plate comes by. You feel like you got to put something in or you're the a-hole. How about not putting people in that position? I'm sorry. Then this article says, Combs then called for the congregation to touch them. She went on to add that the Spirit told her personally that some of the victims would actually have better home when God decides to work his mojo.
That's in the Bible, right?
I'm sorry, but when you're talking, yeah. When you're talking about God, I don't know if I would be like, well, God's going to work his mojo. Well,
I think the other night when I was reading Mojo's 3:16, there was a verse in there.
And the point was, is that suggesting to the vulnerable survivors that if they give money, God will reward them with even better luxuries than they had before the flood. If that's true, geez, just go away. Seriously, if you're, and I've seen televangelists do that before. I've watched, because I used to be fascinated by televangelists back in the 90s with the, what was the dude's name that would talk in tongues? Robert Tilton. Yes. Look up Robert Tilton talks in tongues if you want to see the most outrageous use of God in order to take money from people. He would send prayer cloths to people for money. He's the kind of guy that would be like, there's someone out there right now that's struggling with diabetes. You need to call right now and pledge $20 and God's going to cure your diabetes. Like, that's the kind of stuff he would do. And it's disgusting that you would do that. And to even imply that if people give money to your church that God's going to bless them, go to hell. Like, honestly, I don't know what else to tell you, but I hope you go to hell. That's a horrible thing to do to people.
Yeah, it's just, to me, and look, I said this last week. I've always enjoyed his sermons. I enjoy the way he kind of, for lack of a better term, for the common folk like myself, just dummies it down to the message of, you know, trying to be positive and think, get your thoughts straight for the week ahead and what you just went through. But boy, I can't help but have a different perspective on all of it based on everything that's gone on in the past week in this town. And, you know, it's just, to me, it's like, talk about a guy that completely went from, I mean, Nick and I were talking about this last week when I was saying, this dude's doing tours across America, and he's not doing it at, like, small venues or, like, the Smart Financial Center in Sugar Land. He's doing it for stadiums.
He's worth, like, $60 million.
I would think it's probably upwards of that now with all the books and all these mega tours and all these and just the royalties and all the different stations he's on across the country that carry all of his sermons. There's
no way he can spin this in my mind. There's just no, he's already tried deleting tweets. Just you failed. You failed your community. You failed your flock when they needed you the most. You failed. I don't know how else to put it.
I don't know if it's going to take, it's like, in terms of attendance.
I hope.
I don't think it's going to take a huge impact. I hope it does too, but I don't think it will.
I hope this 1,000.
I think there'll be a minor dent for a while, and then he'll overcome it.
Well, don't you remember, like, I want to say in the last year, there was something that came out on social media about how he really didn't believe, you know, in the things he was preaching or something like that. He wasn't a true Christian. And that gained some ground for about a month or so, and it went away. I just don't know, because Houstonians, especially in a case like this, I mean, when it's so much about coming together and helping everyone in need, when you have the perception of turning your back on something like that, I think people are going to remember it a little bit more.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
I just hope they don't forget it. How about that? They're going to remember it. I just hope they don't forget it.
That's a good point. It's a very good point, because, yeah, I mean, look, as people continue to try and dig out of this mess, And we talked about this a little bit last week, where if just because the roads are open and they look reasonably dry, it doesn't take a whole lot for you to be able to find that things are far from back to normal. And it's going to be a long time before we get close to that.
Yep. Long time.
So we'll see how that situation plays out. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. I've been telling you now for quite a while that Mike and Tammy Gust and the people at American Wheel and Tire are not like the national stores that are there to help you fix flat tires, damaged rims, and things on your car. They are going to make sure they pay attention to you with customer service and honesty, and that they only take care of what you need, not get you to do something that you don't want to pay for. It is fantastic if you walk into American Wheel and Tire at 290 and 34th Street. Or you can go to AmericanWheelAndTire.com and check out some of the neat things that they've been able to do to kind of soup up one of your cars, your automobiles, your SUVs, or your trucks. From lift kits to total redos and makeovers and rims and tires, you can always find what you need and get great customer service at American Wheel and Tire. And it isn't your regular auto shop. It's immaculate. The owners, like I said, Mike and Tammy Gust, when you buy four new tires with mounting and balancing, you get a free Yeti 20-ounce tumbler. They're going to take care of you because they want you to come back again and again. They do it all. And they've been doing it for over 30 years. Massive selections of wheels and tires. And if you have a flat tire or a damaged rim, and a lot of places are going to tell you, hey, you need a new rim or a new tire, if they can fix it, if they can plug the tire, or if they can buff out and fix the dent in the rim, they're going to do that first, and they're going to keep you in the loop along the way. Check them out, American Wheel and Tire, 290 and 34th Street, just outside the loop, or AmericanWheelAndTire.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Usual Suspects continuing to roll on this holiday Monday. And some shout-outs for the major sports teams in town and all that they did again and continue to do across the weekend. Got to start with the man himself, J.J. Watt, number 99, continuing to do good in the community. Now 18.5 mil with a goal of 20 mil.
Boy.
Unreal. Akeem Olajuwon, $150,000. Dikembe Mutombo, $50,000.
Yeah.
Yes, we found James Harden. Yes, as my request came up. We had not heard from him. We now have. He says he was out of town and he got back as soon as he could.
I'm pretty sure that's the excuse I gave last week, Joel, while you were dogging him.
I wasn't dogging him.
Nick.
Go back and pull it. I wasn't dogging him. I said, where is he? I haven't heard from him.
And I said a lot of times these guys either do it under the radar or maybe he's got stuff going on and he hasn't had a chance to do it
yet. I will say he at least kind of gave you a heads up not to go too far.
Right.
But look, he came out and look, at the end of the day.
$1 million. More than any other sports figure in this town.
Right? That's all you can do is give him credit.
He stepped up more than, as far as money out of his pocket, more than any other sports player in this town. It just took him a couple extra days. He was out of town. He was busy. He was at a stripper convention. I don't know where he was.
Okay. Jose Altuve, $25,000 in New Balance gear and $30,000 out of his pocket.
Love it.
Steve Francis Bregman has started a fund for Harvey.
Did he?
Yep. I don't know how it's going.
We'll give him credit for that because you know he ain't
going to
give
him credit for starting it.
He ain't got no money of his own.
Yeah, he's still got plenty in the bank unless he got rid of a lot of it, if you know what I mean. But he has a little bit more down-to-earth goals than J.J. Watt.
Right.
According to the Chronicle, his goals in trying to give back to the city with the fundraising is to raise $100,000.
So as much as the Houston Stevie Strippers franchise. Organization is trying to make. Did you hear about that? Did we talk about that?
I did not hear that.
Did we talk about that here?
About what?
Houston Strippers have a GoFundMe.
No, that was on game day.
$100,000.
It went up to $100,000 now?
They wanted to raise $100,000.
Where are they? Do you know or you don't know yet?
I have no idea.
Well, they've raised so much across the city anyway.
They can raise cash faster than anybody else,
though.
It shouldn't
be that big of a problem.
I'm saying. I wonder if, like, because if they don't, does this just mean there's going to be a lot of homeless strippers out there? Like, you pull up to one light and they just dance on your car.
Unless you look like Flo. And get it all dirty.
I mean, like, your bumper's all greasy now, and then you got to go to the next light and let the homeless guy clean it.
I don't get it. I don't know if we should feel that sorry for them. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Yeah, I hear you, Nick.
I get right back to work.
But every day is a fundraiser. We mentioned it. The Astros, as soon as they get back, and they're just trying to settle in and make sure their families are okay and their residences. But yep. I think it was like 10 to 15 guys, along with Reed Ryan and AJ Hinch, at the GRB. Almost the entire Texans roster got over to NRG to interact with all those displaced people that were seeking shelter there. Just great efforts across the city. Yesterday, JJ, which was cool too, not even touching a dollar from the $18.5 million raised. Just in goods that were donated, he was able to get out in the community with some of his teammates yesterday and start distributing a lot of that stuff. So the work of the sports figures and sports teams in this town to try and make a difference in this rebuild has been fantastic.
It really has. Everybody, I mean, you know, everybody it seems is stepping up and trying to help out and do their best. I mean, you've got new sports figures like Chris Paul donating.
Yeah, he right off the top. Chris yep. Paul donated $50,000.
So I pulled up the Steve Francis. He's trying to raise $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know where he is?
17,000. I'm being generous. I'm not even close.
Nick, take a guess of where Steve Francis
is. Obviously,
well,
from your reaction.
Yeah. Take a guess of where he is in his quest to raise $100,000.
I'm going
to
say $5,500.
So we've we've got $17,000. $5,500. Mm-hmm. He has raised $775.
Wow. Oh, how the mighty have fallen in terms of the Rolodex.
Goodness gracious.
This is a TV franchise, people.
Goodness gracious. I mean, props to him for doing it.
Yeah, for trying.
Donate a dollar.
Well, but a lot of people went right to the J.J. Watt fund.
That's true.
Too.
Well, there's one anonymous that the amount is hidden. And it's the very first one, and then there's different numbers coming in. So
well,
I guess
thank Gucci Norris for his $750 donation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You could do the math, but I don't know that I don't see.
I'm sure
I don't
after,
see Steve Francis's donation on here. Is
I'm
what I'm
sure
saying.
When Ketino Mobley gets into the final four of the Big Three, that payment check is going to go towards Harvey.
You think?
Yeah.
But I don't. I know, like when J.J. Watt started his, he seeded his with $500K. Right? Of his own money. Mm-hmm. I'm $500,000 yep. dollars out of my yep. pocket right now. I don't really see where Francis did that. It just says amount hidden. I guess I could add up this other money here and figure out what this first donation was, and maybe that was his seed money. But if he's still got a lot of money, like you say, and he's only at $775.
Well, I don't know what he's done with it, but when you look at the guaranteed money that from the contracts that he signed, and then after that money was already guaranteed to him and he continued to play, and then there was a buyout in Portland, he had quite a bit in the bank, let's put it that way.
Okay, so based on my really quick math here, mm-hmm. the first anonymous hidden amount was $5. I'm not even lying. I'm gonna read you from top to bottom. 125, 135, 235, 335, okay,
mm-hmm.
435, 535 on the front page. Okay, that's page one. Page two, 600, 735, 745. Add 25 more dollars to that. What's that? 745? That's 770. 70. The total is 775. So the very first anonymous hidden amount was $5. Why are you hiding $5?
Well, now, you could be a kid that was a huge Stevie fan that just decided, I want to make a donation.
But why are you hiding the amount?
Because you're embarrassed it's only $5.
No. Why are you embarrassed? Dude, I don't care if you donate a dollar. You donated. Good for you. I'm proud of you. Why are you hiding a $5 donation? That makes no sense.
Probably one of his former teammates, and they don't want, they don't want to know.
But it still says anonymous.
But Nick, Terrence Morris.
It doesn't give the name.
Terrence Morris got a 5-year deal without being able to play. He should have been able to give more than $5.
You're so wrong.
I'm just saying.
let's look at the roster. Here's a 2002 roster. Okay. Kelvin Cato.
No. Who absolutely should have contributed more
Yao
than
Ming,
any of
them. Ketino Mobley, Glenn Rice, James Posey. He could have thrown in a
Posey's
20.
He's still working in the league.
He's working in the league as a coach?
Assistant coach with Cleveland, okay. I believe.
Kenny Thomas.
Oh, Kenny Thomas.
Wow.
There you go. New Mexico or New Mexico State. Kenny, great guy.
Maurice Taylor, where you at?
No, Mo lost his entire first floor in the flood.
Okay. Oh, I take that back immediately.
Yeah, Mo took a big hit out at Riverstone.
Yeah, we mentioned Eddie Griffin.
Passed away.
That's right.
Moochie on that team?
Moochie is on that team. I mentioned Moochie.
Yeah, Moochie's in town.
Yeah, that was. This is the 2002 squad in particular that I'm looking at. So
because Francis was on from 99. Players that Steve personally got contracts for.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. So I'm not going to knock the guy.
No, he's trying.
Bless his heart. 15 donors.
If we get 59 to be renamed the Steve Francis Highway and it goes right by the house that Steve built called Toyota Center, then that's impactful.
No.
Tyronn Lue, he was a Rocket, right?
When I was looking at this story, and Craig Ackerman used to make fun of it because he did make the statement, but he several times made the statement, the house that I built, Toyota Center. The house, and so Craig used to call it the house that Stevie Franchise built. Maybe not that much. Maybe a guy named Elijah.
It's a little thick.
Guys like that.
Yeah, a little thick. Laying it on a little thick there.
How about Dream not playing anymore but giving $150,000? That's pretty big.
Yeah.
And again, look, what Leslie Alexander did and what he's continued to do for this city has got to be pointed out as
unbelievable.
What an incredible owner. $10 million. Started at $4 million, saw that they needed to make, they really needed to raise more, bumped it up to $10 million. Didn't care about the coverage and the marketing. And even on SportsCenter, when they didn't mention at first that the Rockets had contributed at all, and he had already contributed $4 million, and then he bumps it up to $10 million.
Unbelievable.
That's fantastic.
Ike said, no, Barry, not homeless strippers, just strippers spending more time prostituting. I guess so. You say tomato. I guess so. I guess that's how it happens, right?
A poll by any other name is still a poll.
Let's raise some money. I need to go find the GoFundMe and see how much it's up to. For the strippers. If the strippers have more than Stevie Franchise does, I am going to be so sad for this city. I got to find it, though.
That's a good little comparison shopping project to do in the break. We've got plenty more to get to. So we've got about a half hour left to go in the show. Then the Blitz will be here. Fred, AJ, and the gang will be in to take you from 4 to 7. So your afternoon will be complete into your early evening right here on the best for sports locally and a whole bunch of other stuff, ESPN 97.5.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So I believe you guys covered this yesterday, but for those of the regular listeners to The Suspects, we already touched on the fact JJ's almost a 20 mil, 18 and a half mil. But now there is a movement to name Grand Parkway, otherwise known as Highway 99, for JJ Watt.
Please don't let that happen, Houston.
I know the Nolan Ryan ever. Parkway.
Expressway or whatever.
Expressway. Yeah. Was done way after his playing days. Not to say that JJ's not going to someday be immortalized. He's on that path. But don't you wait until a guy's done to even think about something like that?
Barry brought up a good point on Sunday, and he was like, how about the fact that Mattress Mack's location is on 99, and he's been doing how many years you were talking about? How many years has Mattress Mack been helping
Mattress
Houston?
Mack's been around
30,
almost
over 36
as long
years.
As, yeah, as I've been. I'm 43, and I don't ever remember a time in my childhood or adult life that Mattress Mack wasn't here and not helping when this city needed him to help. And it doesn't matter what it is, but he has always stepped up. And yeah, I mean, I'm not crapping on what JJ Watt has done. No, you could argue no one has stepped up more and done more than what he's done by raising almost $20 million plus the supplies and everything else and encouraging people to help. But Mac has been doing it consistently for years, and I feel like Mac would do it with or without the pub. That's the kind of guy he is.
It's the body of work.
If you're going to name something after somebody, name 45 or name the exit or name Tidwell or Parker or one of those streets, call it Mattress Mack Way or something, but Yeah, man, it's just too soon. Give me 10 more years of JJ doing stuff like this, and then we can talk.
Now, yeah, 10 years from now, when we look back and realize that JJ Watt was personally responsible for raising $20 million or more,
it's unbelievable. Don't get me wrong.
It's impressive, like nobody's business when you think about, I mean, look, we scoff and joke a little bit about Stevie Francis, but just think about any player and think about, okay, better yet, think about the players that could do what JJ Watt did. The people with that kind of following that could do what JJ Watt has done in the scope of sports. It's a pretty small list. It's a pretty short list. And you look at that and you definitely just commend the hell out of him and you tip your cap and just talk about how great it is. But I think it, like you mentioned, Barry, the bigger thing is the body of work. This is the one major catastrophe that's on everybody's minds now because it's the most recent. But when you look at the scope of things over 36 plus years, and you look at all that Mac has done every time anything has gone wayward, his contributions over that time period should mean a lot too.
Oh, that's what I mean. Yeah, it's the body of work. It's the longevity of it. It's the fact that for as long as I can remember, whether it's, you know, Allison or Rita or any, he's always been there and he's always stepped up.
Yeah.
And you got to remember too, like the inflation factor. Remember, he's coming from an era where there was no social media. So like when he opened his doors to people that were affected by a natural disaster, you mentioned Hurricane Alicia from way back in like 1983 or 1984, you know, like $1 million that he might've raised back then is like, what, how much money today? Like
right?
A lot more, you know what I mean? So he's done a lot. He's done quite a bit for this community. So I think it would be completely, it would upset me. I don't know how Mattress Mac would feel if the highway of one of my locations that I'm looking at and it says JJ Watt when I've been here for years as a true Houstonian. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This city is just, I mean, JJ Watt has adopted the city. It's not his city. I mean, let's be real. Let's be honest.
Right, he's a true Wisconsinite. But, you know, at the same time, you know,
to get that in
yeah,
there, huh?
What he's done in this community. And look, yesterday was a true testament, and it's still coming in. I mean, from Wisconsin, they're loading up semis now to try and come with the next batch of goods. He's getting it from all over the place. But again, it's very easy for people to point a finger and go quickly to the guy that has the biggest public following to get those things done. But let's not sell short Kelvin Sampson at U of H that just through the basketball community has gotten in like 40,000 t-shirts and 17,000 pairs of shoes. Or the numerous other people that are out there giving their time and their effort and doing things in the community. And it's not just Houston. The other thing that people have to remember is, and I saw someone say this, yeah, Mac is the bigger more known guy, but even Hilton from Hilton Furniture was out there doing his part, opening his doors. It all goes to just the greater good of Houston, the way people have been here to help people. That's the main thing that you take away.
Okay, so I finally found the strippers GoFundMe.
How much?
They have $0. They have not had a donation yet. So I have reached out to the fundraiser organizer and emailed them and invited her to come on the show. We'll see what she says. But I emailed her and said, hey, I have a show on 97.5. Would you like to come on and talk about your fundraiser? We'll see how it goes. I don't know if they'll get back to me or not. The goal is 100K. The campaign was created 4 days ago. No donations yet. They invited me to be the first. But I will read you what it says. Are you ready?
Yep.
I think we ought now. I am going to read this as one because there is not a single punctuation mark to be found in the entire description. I think we all need help. And as dancer myself, I want to help all the dancers who are going to need help because we are not sure when we going back to work. I promise to help all the single mom dancers and make sure the babies get what they need. I promise to really help all the Houston strippers. Is the description of the fundraiser. I was fortunate enough to find their Instagram. And it starts off with a picture, a cartoon of two strippers playing touch butt on the pole. And then there's some different things, which apparently they're getting the message that no one's donating. So they started just posting stuff like, why people so scared to say they love strippers? #WeAreHumans. #WeAllMatter. Once we start receiving donations from our sponsors. Wait.
Start that again?
Once we start receiving
donations. Okay.
Once we start receiving donations from our sponsors, I will start posting videos of myself and ask my friends to join. Okay, that's the same thing twice. For all the strippers that haven't been able to work, if you are a single mom or just need any help, please DM me. Hashtag Houston Strippers. If you can tip us $1, you can donate $1, which is what I said. I actually did this as a joke at the showcase the last couple of nights, but I was said that there's a fundraiser. It's going to take them forever to get to 100K, $1 at a time. It's going to take it. That's going to be. It's going to take a long time. What's going to happen to all the strippers? The strippers were affect to they can work. Love the strippers. We just haven't work all weekend and not sure when we be able to. I am a single mom myself and we don't even have a babysitter to help us go to work out of town. I think a lot of strippers are feeling like me and want to help them.
All they got was DMs. They didn't get nothing just but DMs.
D-picks. I bet, yeah. Which isn't going to buy you a single piece of food. Yeah, it's nothing.
Wow. But just the presentation out there to try and really warm the hearts and win over the people of Houston.
And then out of nowhere on this stripper Instagram, there's this post. Houston, if your kids are tired of being in the house, Funplex is free everything this evening, 5 to 7. Take your kids. Keep your sanity. Thank God for stripper rationale.
Wow.
Strippers are getting the word out. I'm so sad how everyone, it's so scared to support the strippers. That's another post. My goodness, this is so good.
Do we not think that for a way of changing the goodwill of Lakewood Church, Joel should just jump in and make a difference?
Yeah, why don't he donate all his money to their fund?
Yeah.
Right?
Make a difference. And Steve Francis. Help the peoples.
I'm just so glad that Steve Francis had raised more money than the strippers. I was really nervous about that.
I thought for sure when you said 775, I was like, dang.
Surely there's a big time customer of one of the strippers that's going to go for a grand.
Oh, God.
They dropped that on a Saturday night anyway, so they might as well try and make a difference.
Right.
All right, so Nick's got his donuts as he sent out intern Trey.
Yeah, what
the only
is that
problem
about?
Is intern Trey took about an hour to find the nearest Shipley's.
You guys going to bring him in for an explanation?
I think we should bring him in next and wrap the show the right way.
Because I don't know what happened, honestly.
We're going to find out. Intern Trey next as we wrap it up before we turn it over to the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
Happy birthday, ESPN 97.5. We're 10. If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We are back for a final segment on The Usual Suspects, and I really want to stress this is the final segment, so we cannot draw this out too long with rambling, Trey. But intern Trey is here now. I know he's already clamoring to get to the microphone, but to quickly present the situation, we talked about donuts, we talked about Shipley's, we talked about Krispy Kreme. Nick then had a hankering for some donuts. He then offered up his card, and Trey offered up his services, and Trey was out on an adventure to get donuts. What we estimated, what, guys? It could take a half hour max?
No, there's a Shipley's Donuts at the end of Richmond. It takes five minutes to get there. Yes,
no, there's not.
I
no, there's
go
not.
There every Sunday morning, Trey,
it.
Next
didn't
to Pete's
it.
Fine Meat.
Didn't see it.
Well, you're dumb.
You're
it's
dumb.
Right next to Pete's Fine Meat. It's, you go down here, you take
well,
a right.
I didn't know that.
Well, do you not have a phone? I'm looking at you with a smartphone.
I went to the only one I knew of.
Stop talking.
Did you Google search it?
There are five computers in the bullpen that you could have pulled up. MapQuest, Google Maps, any of them, and typed in Shipley's.
Regardless.
What did you use? A key map?
How did you go about finding this Shipley's?
I was driving to the one I knew where... The one
in
I
Baytown?
Knew of. No, not the one in Baytown. The one over...
No.
No, you wrecked me.
The one over by Uberito. You know, Uberito, $5 chicken Monday.
Thanks, Granado. You're talking about the one over by Costco?
Yeah.
Which is how far away?
Like, I don't know, 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
A mile? But, you know, traffic was really bad. It was, like, stopped.
No, it wasn't. Trey, it doesn't take an hour to go to Shipley's.
It doesn't, bro.
Trey, Harvey's traffic issues are behind us.
No, every time I sat in traffic for, like, 20 minutes.
Why is it that every time someone from this station has you run an errand or go pick them up from a mechanic shop, it takes an hour for you to get there? Yeah, great. It takes an hour for you to get there. Why does it take so long?
I'm just glad I got my card back.
You would think, like, after the first 3 times I messed up, people wouldn't keep sending me places.
Did you volunteer?
No. That is absolutely true.
No, it's that
did Nick ask you to go?
Jose out there.
So why didn't you use your phone? Do you not use the GPS on your phone? Are you out of minutes?
No, I'm not out of minutes. I don't have a prepaid phone.
Okay, well, I'm just asking.
I'm not some peasant.
Are you? Not?
No offense.
You got that big ass, you're balling on that intern budget?
No offense to anybody that are peasants or have prepaid phones. But what Jose say?
Nope.
Not something we can repeat on the air, Trey, but he's not happy with you. You're not making friends in the process.
It's his fault. He suggested it.
Now, wait a minute. I heard you telling Nick the story, right?
Right.
So Barry and I have already identified where you should have gone.
Right.
You have identified that you did not use any of the means that you had as resources. But what was it that you said now? They built a bookstore over
the... Barnes & Noble was there, and it says it has a sign for Shipley's, and there was no Shipley's. I got in the parking lot, and there was no Shipley's.
So there was a sign with no Shipley's?
Yeah, the sign said Shipley's, and there was no Shipley's.
Now, could it be in a lot of strip centers and places like that where they put all the sign, all the logos and all those signs, and then somewhere within the center, the shopping center, is a Shipley's and you just didn't look hard enough?
No, I went all around the parking lot.
Thus, Nick, another reason why, as he took a tour to shopping center, that it took over an hour?
I wanted to get
Shipley's. There's a Shipley's on Richmond and Chimney Rock that is 0.9 miles away. 4-minute drive.
I should have went there.
4-minute drive. Why did you not look this up on your phone?
Because I don't know.
Trey, do you know how Barry found that out?
Because I go there every Sunday morning, number one.
Do you really?
Yes.
And you're on Weight Watchers?
No, I'm starting today. You don't worry about me. You people in fat houses shouldn't throw stones. You see what I mean?
I don't live in a fat house.
Well,
my house is only one story.
It was a figure of speech, Trey.
Listen. Next time someone sends you on an errand from here, please look up on your phone or on one of the many computers. And no, you didn't.
You are going to tell us with a straight face or just honestly that you typed this in and that's the location it told you to go to.
I'll show you the GPS map logs.
Okay, here's what I want to know. We already know you've screwed this up.
You want to see the map logs?
No, I don't care about your I don't care about your map logs anymore. What I want to know is we found this GoFundMe, okay?
Really?
And it's for strippers.
Oh.
Have you ever been to a strip club?
Never.
Would you go?
No, not really. No.
Why not?
It's way too trashy, you know?
Well, if I take you to
somebody's daughter.
Hold
up
on.
There.
Yeah. If I take you to a fine.
Couldn't be somebody's wife.
Establishment. An upscale gentleman's club. Would you go? Your first dance is on me.
No.
I'll buy you your first dance.
Would not go.
Why not?
It's too sleazy.
Please go.
Why is it sleazy?
Now, Trey.
It'd just be weird.
Not Trey.
Why? Because you get a boner
and
that would make it weird?
No, it would just be weird. Why would I go with another dude? That'd be even weirder. Not that there's
anything
wrong with
that. He's not dancing on you. She is.
Who are you going to a strip club with if you're not going with your homies?
Wouldn't you just go by
yourself? Are we homies?
Yeah, you're an A1.
Well, then why aren't we going to the strip club and hanging out?
I can show you the list. No, I don't want to go to a strip club. No.
Why?
Because, what's there to do there?
Well, I'm not buying you a prostitute, so we're going to have to go to a strip club or it's nothing.
It's just so boring.
Now, because of your...
You've never been? How do you know it's boring?
It just seems boring.
Why don't you try it first and see? And then, Barry, wait, because...
There's one right down the road. There's a Treasure right down the road.
We were talking about flow.
I don't know.
We were talking about flow.
Yeah.
And he kind of let us know that he thinks Flo's kind of saucy. So what if Flo was your choice? A Flo-looking woman
Flo
was your stripper.
Flo wouldn't
a
do that.
A Flo-looking woman, nope. A progressive nope. woman has to be was your Flo. Stripper.
I see what you did there. Yeah. Progressive. Yeah. It has to be Flo.
Now,
why y'all giving Flo a hard time? Why y'all giving... Get off Flo. Ah, my voice cracked. Get off Flo.
The bigger question would be, would you get off Flo?
According to the website, Treasures is still open, just FYI.
I don't know what y'all's...
It's right there on Westheimer. Why won't you let me take you
because
there?
Because
feel like I'm helping you become a man, Trey. I got you your first shot. I want to take you to get your first table dance.
Being a man.
It could.
I mean...
What is your definition of becoming a man, then?
Like, you know...
No, I don't. That's why I asked. What?
Helping out your family.
That's just called being a family member. What is your definition of becoming a man?
Like, you know...
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking you. Huh?
Stepping up, taking care of your family, you know.
What about creating a family?
No.
Trey, I'm this close to giving up on you. I really am. I'm trying to pull you into manhood.
I really want to.
Keep hope alive, Trey.
I'm trying to pull you into manhood, and you're fighting me every step of the way.
What's the point?
I want to help you become a man. I feel I owe you that.
If you want to express your feelings to Flo, you have to be a man about it.
Well, of course, but like, Flo's married.
How do you know this?
Because she said on her stand-up video, she does stand-up.
Oh, Barry.
She does do stand-up?
Maybe you'll bump into her.
Not literally.
I doubt it.
You have a good chance of bumping into her.
She's kind of, yeah.
Somebody said Trey doesn't want to go to the strip club with his dad. That's a good point. Maybe that's why.
You're not my dad.
Well, aren't we, though? By the way, did we
get the test results?
You really offended my dad with the whole Joel Osteen thing.
Let me just tell you how little I care that I offended your dad.
What did your dad say?
My dad stated, quote, the reason that the signal's been as it has is because God has his finger on the transmitter.
Yeah.
End quote.
You know what God doesn't have his finger on?
What?
The unlock switch at Lakewood. On the doors.
Yeah, you make a valid point.
Thank you.
Somebody texted and said, how pissed do you think Trey's mom is right now if she's listening? I don't know.
Your mom listens, right?
My mom's in Dallas.
Oh, does she flee?
No, she lives there now. She left you here? Salina, yeah.
Did everyone leave you here? Are you by yourself?
No, I'm not.
Do you
by
need
myself.
Dad to come get you? You want to come live with me?
You're not my dad. Oh, my God.
Aren't I, though? No. Aren't I just a little?
No.
I don't understand why you won't let me take you to a strip club, but I get it. I'm not going to force
awkward.
You. Why?
Are it would
you,
just be hella awkward.
Have you ever seen a naked woman?
Of course.
How? Where?
Why do we bring this up?
No, hold on. Oh, I'm not talking about...
Basic instinct.
No, I'm not talking about in a movie. I'm not talking about on porn or a magazine. I'm talking about a live... Have you ever seen a lot... Let me finish the question. Have you ever seen a live pair of breasts before on a woman? You plead the fifth. How would you incriminate yourself?
You're not on trial. You're on the air.
I plead the fifth.
If you plead the fifth, that means no. I'm pretty sure that means no. So I think you should let me take you, but I won't force it on you if you don't want to do it.
That'd be weird, bro.
No means no. It wouldn't be weird. Guys go to the strip club with their homies all the time. That's what strip clubs are for. I don't know what you think we're supposed to do when we get there, but it doesn't involve us touching each other.
No, but
I think you're hanging out with the wrong dudes. That's what you think happens at a strip club.
And you're not on a couch. You're not in the same chair as Barry. You're in your own location.
I'll put you in the VIP or like a private booth and
pay for
your dance. I'll do it for you.
Why would you go?
I'm going to start a GoFundMe.
Why would you go to that great length?
If I can raise
$500. So that you could find great length.
Trey, if I can raise $500 on a GoFundMe to take you to the strip club.
Do you really think you could do it?
If I can, would you go?
I don't know. Maybe.
Trey, you can't kibosh the deal.
I
got
to know a yes or no. If I can raise $500 in a GoFundMe, would you go to the strip club on it?
There's a lot of pressure on you right now.
We've got to go. We're out of time. You're going to go?
No.
Okay, that's it. Cut his mic off. We're done. The show's over.
Jekyll and Hyde, otherwise known as Trey. Live and only here on ESPN 97.5. All right, for the holiday Monday, for Nick, for Barry, it's Joel signing off, saying thanks so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. We'll talk to you again tomorrow right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I have you time traveling.
Have your mind babbling. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.